there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're off to Grenada to kick off this portion of the show because we're heading there in 2 weeks to spend Christmas in the Caribbean. Peter and Galinda are on Scuba Radio now, live from Grenada. How you doing? Who is it, Peter or Galinda, or do we got them both?
Yeah, hi, Greg. It's Galinda here.
Okay, that's Peter. No, that's Galinda. I'm saying that's Galinda. How you doing?
Good, good.
Now, how are things there in Grenada right now, Galinda? Are you ready for us? Are you ready for the Scuba Radio invasion or what?
We're waiting for you guys, absolutely, yeah.
You know, so what are the conditions like right now on the island of Grenada?
It's just fantastic. Hello, Greg and your crew and all the listeners.
Okay, there's
Galinda. The weather is fantastic. No, the sun is shining all day. The rainy season is totally dry and sea conditions are waves to up to 3 feet, about 8 to 10 knots wind, and the water temperature is close to 90 degrees.
Is it? It's 90 degrees. Oh,
yeah, it's very unusual warm for this time of the year.
Right. Now, you expect that to hold for another couple of weeks so we can leave our wetsuits at home and just do the whole buff diving thing or what, Peter?
Certainly the mermaid. I'm not so sure about you.
Okay. Galinda, help me out here. You want to see me naked, don't you? Come on.
I don't answer that question.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, I agree, you know.
All right, obviously they've been drinking there in Grenada. It's an hour later, so.
Greg, I have to warn you, there's a lot of hungry barracudas swimming around.
Ah, yes. Well, okay.
Well, fortunately, they're only a little hungry.
Greg, I have a solution. Just bring a string.
Just bring a string. Okay, yeah. I'll bring something. Yeah, I'm comfortable in it with my manhood the way it is because, you know, everything looks about 33% larger underwater. So we're good to go. Now, so the plan when we get down there to the island here in a couple weeks, obviously we're going to have a Christmas-themed broadcast. We're going to, you know, maybe have some Christmas lights, check out the island a little bit and have some fun along those lines. But we're going to take Mermaid Angela down underwater, do a little photo or video shoot in her mermaid tail with bells on and Santa hat, whatever the case may be. What do you think we can do this on the Bianca Sea, or what are you thinking along those lines, guys?
Yes, we can do it at the Bianca Sea. You know, she can dive the deepest pool in the world, and we hang her with some Christmas lights and a Christmas hat.
Yes, I like it. But one of the deepest in the what world?
Deepest pool. In the world.
Deepest pool in the world.
Oh, because there's a pool on the Bianca Sea, is that what you're saying?
There is a pool on the Bianca Sea. Like, every cruise ship has a pool, and there was one on Bianca Sea, and it's still there, and you can dive into.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
Yes, it's 128 feet to the bottom.
128 to the... How deep to the deep end of the pool, though, on the Bianca Sea?
Yeah, that's the deep end, you know?
That's the deep end of the pool?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And I have to disappoint you a little bit. It's a saltwater pool.
Okay. That would make sense, absolutely. Yeah, in the Bianca Sea, refresh my memory and everyone listening, this ocean liner was sank, 20-something years ago, 30?
Actually, much longer. It's in 1961, so the next big anniversary is coming up sometime soon. And it's a 600-foot cruise liner that rests at the bottom of about 160 feet, and the top deck level is still within recreational limits between 130 and 90.
Oh, okay. All right. So it'd be a little bit on the deeper side. I don't know. That may be outside of mermaid range. What do you think, Angela?
No way. I'm getting in that pool.
She's down. She's ready to go to the pool.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get her down, you know. I mean, I'm going to take her on my rebreather, you know, on one side the pony tank, on the other the mermaid, and I always wanted to see one down there.
Yeah, well, exactly. Now, yeah, actually,
yeah, without narcosis having kicked in, yeah. You'll be able to see a mermaid. That'll be nice.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see a live mermaid. You know, I'm tired of those eagle rays and reef sharks and all that other stuff. You know, I want to see something else.
Yeah, something different, unique. Well, that's what we do when we come to these kind of islands. And I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard so many great things about Grenada. I can't wait to come and do this. You guys have been doing Aquanox Grenada for how long now?
Now since 13 years.
13 years, okay. And you've never had a mermaid ever in your recollection, right?
No, that's not quite true. Actually, after our latest storm, which was 5 years ago, we had a mermaid blown onto our shore.
You had a mermaid blown onto shore in Grenada,
yep.
Really?
Yep. We rescued her, and she is now hanging up in our storm.
Oh, good.
I mean,
so this is what you want to hear.
She's not alive anymore, you know, so she's like more like a wooden type of mermaid.
Oh, okay, so you mounted her.
You know,
her.
But we preserved her well.
Yeah, you preserved her. And
so, good news. Angela will be going to Grenada, and she may or may not be coming back.
But the good news.
Hey, there's no storms in the pipe at first. We don't do this anymore. We had to try it. Doesn't really work well. So, and you know what? We have very strict marine laws now. We want to protect our environment. So, you know, you can't pick the mermaids anymore, dry them in the sun, and hang them up on your wall. Okay. It's against the law now.
Yeah, so the whole mounting of mermaids.
Yep. Against the law, Greg.
Yeah, you
that's
don't like
I
that. Okay.
Yeah, so you're, Angela, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
So you are protected by the law.
Thank you. Somebody's looking out for me.
Yeah, we will be watching you. Don't worry.
Yes, I'm sure they will. Yeah, you know, so that's one aspect to it. Single Scott is going to be with us, too. Scott, first time to the island. You're excited, I know.
Oh, I can't wait. Yep, first time.
Yeah, and I did check just now. You are entirely not protected. And, in fact, the exact opposite, Single Scott.
Oh, I might have to stay there?
So he's going to Grenada with the hope of getting mounted. Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how that goes.
Mermaids are part of the endangered species, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, let's keep it that way. We're not having any... I'm coming back.
Speak for yourself.
The question will be if you want to go back once you're here.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
See?
Because most people don't really want to leave. You know, once they're here, they fall in love with the island. It's so beautiful. The beaches, the rainforest, the waterfalls, the rum, the chocolate. You know, I mean, it's a place. It's tough to leave.
No, wait. The rum, I understand. And the chocolate. Is chocolate famous there in Grenada? I didn't know that.
Absolutely, yeah. We have the best chocolate in the world, I would say. I mean,
if you have enough rum, any chocolate is great.
Chocoholic, you call it?
You're a chocoholic, are you?
Okay. It's a great organic chocolate. It's made on the island from cocoa of the island. And actually, the cocoa quality of Grenada is the best in the world.
Now, I do have a quick question, because I recognize you have that native Grenadian accent.
Yeah.
So clearly, Peter and Galinda, you're there, you're natives of the island, or not?
No. We settled here 12 years ago. We are originally from Germany.
Germany?
Oh, see, that was going to be my third guess.
Oh, see, I was saying
my first guess was going to be Spain.
I was going to say the chocoholic thing. I was thinking Swedish. So go figure. All right, yeah. So they
it's Jordanian.
Okay, fair enough. But basically, how did that work out? You guys visited from Germany 13 years ago, and
they went and visited once. They tried on the mermaid outfit, and no one let them leave.
Not exactly like that, you know. We had a dive center in the Caribbean before, and you know, then we traveled through the islands. We found Grenada, and we said, "Wow, this is a place to be. The diving is great, and it's a beautiful island. It probably has the friendliest people of the Caribbean, you know." And so let's move, you know. So and there we go.
How are the beer gardens?
The what?
Beer gardens.
The beer. beer garden.
Come on, you're German. Come on, I shouldn't have to repeat that.
Everything is on the outside. You know, we have our Island Brewn Carib beer, so which is fantastic, and there's a stag as well. And for the Irish, we have some Guinness, so something for every taste.
Yeah, so
and we have happy hour every hour of every day.
That's what we're talking about.
Now I know why Scuba Radio will be there.
Yeah. Exactly. See, you know, I've hung out with Peter and Galind several times at some of the dive shows over the last couple of years, and they are a great, just a great couple of folks to just hang out and just enjoy life with. And I cannot wait to come down and spend some time with you there at the resort Aquanauts Grenada. It's going to be a great time. Another first for Scuba Radio, another first for Grenada, and hopefully not the last. This is just to get to go down and have a little taste. And then next time, hopefully we can orchestrate something where we can have a bunch of listeners come down and join us for a big party and that whole kind of thing, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to.
It's only the first time, and hopefully you guys will be back, and we are looking forward to have the Scuba Radio team and the mermaid down here and show them all the beauty of Grenada.
This is actually the very first time that Scuba Radio has invaded an island after the United States government has invaded an island. So it's a first for us.
So you're actually the first ones who can come back.
Yeah. They may have to send reinforcements in after we're done, but we'll see.
You know, I mean, actually, the first so-called invasion, which was, you know, whatever, was actually very successful. So, and I guess the second one will be even better.
Yeah, I think it will be. I really believe you are correct there, sir.
Do you have regular showings of Heartbreak Ridge there on Grenada?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I think it's not on there, you know, but yeah, we've seen it occasionally.
It's nice to see local landmarks, isn't it?
Actually, the local landmarks in Heartbreak Ridge are somewhere in the Dominican Republic.
That's what I thought.
Ah, of course. Damn those Hollywood geeks. Yes, I hear you.
That's a great movie.
Yes, it is. All right, well, Peter and Glenn, we can't wait to see you in a couple weeks. Thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your paradise there on Grenada, and we'll be talking again real soon.
Okay,
so we are heading to Happy Hour now.
Yes.
You lucky people.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they were like before they were drinking.
Very nice. Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. Check it out, aquanautsgrenada.com. They are running a special of you. If you got some last-minute time available, come on out and join us the week of December 6th through the 10th. And, of course, that broadcast on, I believe, December 12th will be from Grenada. So we're going to do a little Christmas in the Caribbean broadcast. Bring our mermaid road show to town, so to speak, and just hang out with some great folks. It's going to be a blast.
Do you hear them? They have rum?
Ironically, I didn't know. No,
I didn't hear all the other things, but I heard rum.
I don't always have the good sense to tell you what I'd like you to bring back from these trips that you go on.
You want some more donkey balls, don't you?
What I really would like is some rich Corinthian leather. And later on, we can talk about the Grenada connection to rich Corinthian leather. I'll explain this joke to you all later.
Okay.
Or maybe Ricardo Montalban will show up and explain it for me.
All right. That would probably make more sense and take less time.
Will he have tattoo?
The plague! There it is. Yeah. All right. Well, donkey balls, chocolate-covered nuts in Hawaii. Do they have those in Grenada? You'll find out in 2 weeks as we broadcast from that fine island. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We got all kinds of sharks in Australia, Trent said, as we got sharks from the hospital, grainers, we got carpenter sharks, hammerheads, sharks that work for the council, shovel nose, we got sharks that rip you off for your drugs. No, they're fish, stonefish. We got fish that fill you up, gropers. We got them all. We got pudding in your vagina fish, box jellyfish.
Yeah, we got a little girl power there going on here in the studio because that Dan Abbey is with us from Divers Alert Network, Mermaid Angela. They're checking out some of the pictures from the Dima show that our photographer, Walker Stanberry, took. We've just posted them up on Flickr. If you just do a search on Scuba Radio, they will show up. We're getting ready to do a whole bunch of new stuff that I really can't tell you much more about as of yet, but it's coming. And it's going to be a pretty exciting 2010. Let me leave it at that. Now, we play that little blip there from Australia because our buddy, one of our bloggers, our Aussie bloggers, Jeremy Bender, is getting ready to board the Spirit of Freedom Liveaboard off the coast of northern Queensland.
All right, but he's not really an Australian.
No, he actually came over from the States, but he's been going to school in tropical North Queensland.
Yes.
Right there in by Cairns, Australia. And he's going to board the... basically, he's finishing his first semester of training of to be a marine biologist. See, they have one of the most world, you know, most famous and you know, notorious marine biology schools in the world right there in...
Okay, if you've got a marine biology school, you do not want Scuba Radio to describe it as one of the most notorious.
Well, I mean...
noteworthy, perhaps?
Yes, there
recognized?
You go. Yeah.
Meritorious,
they
but
know,
not notorious.
They know their marine biology down under. Let me put it that way.
And if you, too, want to have your marine biology degree underwritten by Scuba Radio, all you need to do is volunteer to go on a live aboard once a quarter and write a weblog about it. That's it. That's all it takes. And Greg's willing to shell out for your education.
To shill for your effort. Something like that, yeah. But if you go to scubaradio.com, click on blogs, and click on the link under diving that says Jeremy Bender, you'll find Jeremy's report on his adventure in Australia. And you'll see leading up to it, he's done a little bit of diving. But this few-day liveaboard trip he's doing on the Spirit of Freedom, I know he's very excited about. This was kind of his gift to himself for completing his first semester of instruction there or, you know, school there in Australia.
Way to not get kicked out of an Australian school, Jeremy. Way to go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, his little adventure on the Spirit of Freedom liveaboard, he's in for a treat, because I did get to tour the vessel when I was over there last year. And you can check it out at spiritoffreedom.com.au. But that liveaboard vessel is really, really nice. And they go out to Osprey Reef, which is an area I wasn't able to go. I didn't have enough time. But they take this particular vessel out there to some of the more pristine diving sites there of the Great Barrier Reef. And he's in for quite a treat. And once again, you can follow his blog right there at scubaradio.com. Just click on blogs at the top along the top and do a little click on Jeremy Bender. And after he does this this week, he's doing it Thanksgiving week, we'll try to hook up with him on the phone and get a firsthand report, maybe even next week. I don't know if he'll be back in time for the show next Saturday, but there shortly thereafter, we'll get a firsthand report on the diving there in Australia. Now, we spoke with our diving friends from Down Under at the DEMA show. That's the one place every year where everybody comes together from all over the world. And they had their little Australia section. John Brown was there from Taka Diving. And
did he bring any of his little Indians? John Brown's got one little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six. Never mind, I'm going back into my cave.
See yeah. And he was there, and he said, you got to come back. But they have, you know, they've you know, put a restriction on me in Australia. If we bring Scuba Radio back to the continent of Australia, I'm not allowed in without a Scuba Radio mermaid. They have made that requirement. You know, I don't know if this is a whole homeland security thing or what, but they said, screw the passport. You don't need a visa, but you will need a Scuba Radio mermaid.
And I'm the one.
Yeah, Angela has volunteered her services to get us into the country.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we're allowed back out, but we know that to get in the country, we have to bring a Scuba Radio mermaid. So we'll see if we can't make that happen in 2010.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Those pictures. You like those pictures on Flickr, do you, Abby?
I do, actually. Yeah. Those came out great.
Yeah. Walker did a good job. We got a bunch of great, just, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, too. We had some professional photographers, documenting history, so to speak, at the DEMA show, and and Abby checking them out.
You had a very well-run operation, Greg.
Yes. It was a...
I said that with a straight face. That was great.
Yeah, one of the things which I always like is that over the years, Greg has actually learned to learn from his mistakes.
What do you mean?
Well, one of the things which he's done, instead of, you know, like has happened, you know, perhaps once or twice in the past, forgetting people that he's spoken to at various DEMAs.
Yeah.
If you get a professional photographer to take a picture of everybody you talk to, you'll remember who you talk to.
Good point.
Well, and the nice thing is that I'm actually in one of these photos. I'm in the background, in the
right.
distant background, but yeah. maybe you'll actually remember our time together.
I doubt it. I'm sure it wasn't that impactful. No, I'm sure I will. Of course I remember. Abby, come on. How could I forget? You know.
So what you're forgetting is that he's surrounded by these mermaid women all the time. And these mermaid women kind of stand out.
Right.
At least parts of them do.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I can see that as
totally
being a
confused.
Distraction. Yeah.
I am totally confused. What kind of person do you think I am to be distracted by such triviality?
You're essentially a 14-year-old boy is really what I think.
I'm focused on new dive equipment, new places to go. Things that people want to hear about on
I was believing you more when you stopped at, I'm focused on nude.
That isn't what I said, but you're right, actually. So I'll just leave it alone. All right, look, Dan Orr is going to join us here in just a bit. Actually, it's going to be...
He loves the lead-in.
It's basically some extra, you know, audio that we recorded at the show. We're going to play it back here in just a bit. And then we got to talk to Abby about some of the... project she's been doing at Divers Alert Network as well, so stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly, poly, fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads. Eat them up, yum.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to fish heads. That's one of the main reasons we go underwater, to see these animals up close and personal. Going to do that in a couple weeks in Grenada. That's our next dive adventure. What about you, Abby? I know you've been working so much as a field representative for Dan in the inland,
landlocked states.
Yeah, well, landlocked states, but at these events that are basically, you know, mini dive shows or you know, you don't get to get in the water much, do you? Or have you?
Well, it's been a little bit. It's been a while since I've been in the water. But fortunately, I'm in Florida for the next week. So there's really no excuse for me not to go diving.
Do you guys, you and Angela, have plans to actually get in the water here over the next week?
Not any that we've discussed into detail, but I'm certainly putting it on my priority list.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool out there right now. You know, it's here in Florida. This is, you know.
It's actually hot outside today.
It's like 80
it's 90
today.
Degrees.
But
I drove here in a sweater and it's 90 degrees.
But this is like spring, but you're used to that 74 degree water by where you live. Is that where you would go? Is it just
yeah, probably. I mean, easily I could go over to Three Sisters and go diving with no issue at all.
Three Sisters over there, a little spring system north
in
of Central
River,
Florida.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's obviously a great dive location.
Manatees, no?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Manatees.
Yeah. Tons of them.
More manatees than you can count.
Yeah, we're getting
you know,
ready.
You make it sound like a ton of manatees is a lot. That's like three manatees.
No,
a lot of them.
No, but a ton is like three of them.
Yeah, well, actually, they're
clever.
Usually
very
about
clever. There's tons. Several tons of manatee at Three Sisters in Crystal River.
Oh, I didn't know they
but,
were
you know,
Irish.
To be honest, I lived in Florida. I have a few contacts, a few connections. I think that I might be able to do some diving, and I might actually go down to the Keys and do some diving there.
Really?
Well, you know, Jen, who is a friend of Scuba Radio.
Yeah, she was one of our mermaids.
Absolutely.
At the Diva Show, right?
And she has moved to the Keys recently, and I think I should take advantage of that relationship.
Okay. So you're going to go down there and schmooze off of her and have her take you diving kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Because she's working for the state, so why not? Make some of that tax money pay off, right?
Right, there you go. And I just might get a tan.
You just might. You are kind of glowing as we speak. You've been.
I don't know that it's physically possible, to be honest.
Abby may be the only person on the planet whiter than me. Is that possible, Bill? You think?
She's pretty damn white right now. I will tell you.
She has that whole, that whole
ghost thing working for
well,
her.
Well, that new moon guy. What's his name? Robert.
Patterson.
Yeah.
Right.
Got a twilight look to her. She's a little. Yeah.
Yeah. You think?
Well, that's why I almost didn't come to the show today, Greg, because I'm not allowed to go out in sunlight. So. You know, that SPF 100 comes in handy.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I remember the last dive trip I was on with Abby, and she was all bundled up in like a parka when it was about the same kind of conditions
like
we have out here in Orlando today. Sunny, 85.
I mean, I love the sun, don't get me wrong. I just don't like to be.
I don't like it to touch my skin.
Yes.
Because I will turn to dust.
That's it.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right, so. You know, it's you got to take advantage of that, Abby, for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I live in North Carolina, and I absolutely love it. But it's true, you know. Sometimes you just want to go diving in a nice, warm environment, and Florida is definitely the place for that.
Yeah. Now, North Carolina, that's where the headquarters for Divers Alert Network is. We're going to check in with Dan Orr, a recorded little segment with him from the DEMA show. Find out some of the things that Dan is up to, including the kickoff of their 30-year anniversary.
So we're going to find out what Dan's up to or what Dan is up to?
A little bit of both.
Interesting.
Yeah, he won a Noogie Award. The Dan Icon Award. An Icon Award.
Actually, you won a Noogie Award.
I got a Noogie.
Yeah.
Not really an award, just a Noogie.
You were awarded a Noogie.
Yes.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with wands like these, well, who needs an enemy?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, continuing coverage of the DEMA show in Orlando. And I'm with the man of the hour. Last night, we were at the Nogi Awards. We were at the Weiland Icon Awards. And one of those winners of that amazing event was our buddy Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network. And he's with us right now on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Greg. How are you? Doing fine. This is a great show.
It is. It's done very, very well on many, many levels. And but first, congratulations on your award. That was quite nice to witness.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It was really an honor, and it was also an honor to have Tom Ingram actually introduce me and present my award to me.
Yes, you know, Dan, it's funny. He does have this aura about him that everybody likes him. No one could ever say anything bad about him. And there might be some stories that they wouldn't necessarily share, but they never have any. You're just one of those iconic type guys, and I can't think of a better award winner in that regard.
Well, thank you very much. And actually, when he introduced me, I thought it was going to be more of a roast than it was going to be anything else.
It started to go that route, didn't it? But he kept it on the up and up, and it was all good. But Dan, obviously, he is the figurehead there at Divers Alert Network and runs that fine organization. And I know you're excited. You guys are now launching your 30-year anniversary in the industry. That's big news, right?
Absolutely. 30 years of providing service to anyone who needs help from us and doing a lot of things, including a lot of research, publishing a lot of data. It's been very, very good for us over the 30 years. We've gotten a lot of support from the industry.
Yes. And what do you think? Where is Dan going to go over the next year? Because I know there's been a lot of changes on how you're structuring the organization to kind of make it more, flexible, I believe, to address diving research and, you know, Alert Diver Magazine, which we talked to Stephen Frank about a little bit, and some of the changes we're seeing along those lines. What are you seeing on the horizon there, Dan?
Well, of course, the Alert Diver is the most obvious change because the magazine is significantly improved over the past. And what's happening now, we are going to be able to focus more and more on the mission activities. So we're focused more on our medical services. For example, we've just been working on making sure that there is a single number that you call rather than multiple numbers. And that single call comes into our medical department, and you're immediately talking to a highly qualified healthcare professional in diving medicine. We're also doing the same thing with research. We're actually going to be funding and supporting medical and research fellowships all over the world. In fact, we just created the first International Dan Fellowship at the University of Stellenbosch, which is going to be a 12-month medical fellowship, hyperbaric medical fellowship, and 2 6-month research fellowships in hyperbaric medicine. And then training and education. We're actually going to be introducing new educational programs that are going to be focused not only on the recreational diver, but also on the medical and healthcare professional.
Yes. I mean, they do so many things, I can't even keep it straight. It's so amazing what Divers Alert Network does, and so much of it does get sometimes overlooked for, you know, the end consumer doesn't realize their $30 or $40 is going to support so much research. And really, the only research that I'm aware of that's really going forward on this level for divers and making us all safer. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, we do reach out to the community to find out what the community needs are. And then once we identify there's a need, then we'll do our best to go ahead and support that. In fact, last year, the same way, we actually supported some research that looked into various medications that people in the average upper age group are familiar with. Like, for example, we did some research on Cialis and see how that affects diving.
Oh, really?
It affects diving? Dives last longer?
No comment, but they're still analyzing the results. So,
now, who has to look at them exactly? All I got to say is I am not part of that study, and if I was, I'm not telling.
No, but I think if you had scenery like you have around here right now, I said that might help.
Okay, yes, exactly. We're standing next to the mermaid tank here at the front of Dima, and the girls are posing for pictures. It's quite a display there, isn't it, Dan?
It certainly is.
Yes. Who needs Cialis? God bless them. You know, but Dan, it's always fun to catch up, and Divers Alert Network does a phenomenal job, and part of the reason this organization has such a great reputation is because of Dan Orr, and it comes from the top down, and I thank you so much not only for your support of Scuba Radio over the years, but congratulations on 30 years in the industry. Congratulations on your Icon Award, and just thanks for being there for us and everybody else in the industry.
Thank you very much, and everybody should listen to Scuba Radio.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate that. And you know, that was something I didn't know at the time, that Dan had done research. Divers Alert Network had some research done on the effects of Cialis and scuba diving. I didn't know that till that moment. Well, evidently they've been doing some training.
It makes sense.
Or doing some research on this. Yeah.
Their freaking commercials have those bathtubs. It makes sense that you'd be concerned about the diving implications.
I didn't see that commercial. I have a DVR. I skipped through all those.
Yeah. See, yeah. You got to watch baseball. Apparently, baseball is exclusively watched by men that need Cialis.
Yeah.
Because every third commercial is a 55-year-old couple in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Actually, two bathtubs. I think that may be their problem.
He didn't seem to know what the results of the research were yet, so I don't know if that study is still ongoing or what, but we will get to the bottom of that.
Maybe Abby, it's just not research he needs.
Well, of course not.
I'm just saying.
All this stuff that we're reporting on has nothing to do with us personally whatsoever.
It's not like every member, every
let's not
Dan.
Word the let's not use the word member. Let's just
okay.
move on.
Every Dan Field representative does not need to read every single piece of research that's done by Dan. They do a ton of research.
They do lots of research, right, Abby?
Lots of research. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't comment on that bit of research
because that's ongoing.
Right. Right.
Or she was sworn to secrecy.
No, that's not my department. So ultimately, I cannot speak on that study.
What department does that fall under? Nah, let's just leave it alone. but no, it's interesting. You know, there's actually
member
very,
services. It turns out
there's a lots of there's a ton of situations like that that would surprise you that Dan does have an answer for. And if you go to diversalertnetwork.org on their frequently asked questions, you'll find some very interesting elements that have crept into the research things. They, you know, people may not be that real, you know, comfortable speaking out loud with their buddies too, but you can go there and find out if this plays an effect in your scuba diving adventures. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just trying to think of what things you're not going to ask me about.
Dan is the only one doing research, period, really, when it comes to scuba diving and making us all safer.
Hey, everybody else that you talk to about scuba diving really only speaks about their own personal experience. I mean, really, legitimately, everybody else you talk to, every dive master you talk to, it's either someone that they or one of their students had this experience. It's only through Dan that you get real honest-to-goodness research.
Is that
I agree
true,
with you
Abby?
100%.
How about that, Abby? What
that
do you
is know? True. It is. It's absolutely true. We have a medical department devoted to that. They're there to answer your questions and to ease your mind and help you through any kind of issues that you might have based around diving. That's what we're there for, Greg. And
exactly. Dan is our buddy.
And if you happen to be obsessed with this whole Cialis thing, I'm sure we can help you out with it.
And if you happen to be a field and you feel underrepresented, we'll give you Abby's phone number when we come back.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
Getting down here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That Dan Abbey is in the studio, field rep for Divers Alert Network. She has been hanging with us this afternoon, as well as Mermaid Angela. She's checking out our video, the mermaid, or the manatee video, which ironically is the most viewed video that we have out right now. We have probably about 10 or so. And for some reason, our Manatee Mania video has been just blown up online. It's been viewed almost 50,000 times in one place. And we're planning to kick this up a notch in 2010. And I don't know. What do you think about this, Abby? That's cool stuff, huh?
The video's great.
Scuba radio video. Who would have thunk it that it would actually do so
viewers well? Now.
But, I mean, I think...
See?
Yeah, all those viewers out there.
Exactly. See, now it all makes sense. You thought I was just losing my nut, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I yes, actually we give all the credit to the manatees in Crystal River. They're the real stars of your video.
Are
right?
they, or is it yeah. Bill? Because that's one of the only videos.
Oh, wait. Bill was in that?
Bill they, is in
he,
that.
He yes. must have blended in.
No, he. Uh-huh. No, that wasn't a manatee. That was Bill.
I thought it was odd that that manatee had a BC on, but...
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Could have.
Who am I to question?
Yes. But the Dan booth at the DEMA show, I almost helped out with that, too.
Was I
that
almost because? Helped out.
I almost. Abby calls me up. She says, hey, we need some pictures for the Dan booth at the DEMA show, which looked great, by the way.
Of course they did.
Your presentation, yeah. You put together, but you didn't end up needing my pictures after all. What happened?
No, well, ultimately, we went with a more notable photographer. Stephen Frank.
Yeah. So Greg does a radio show. What the hell does he know about photos?
Right. And the images that we had on the booth were absolutely amazing. They were all taken by Stephen Frank. So we were able to tap into that resource and just have an unbelievably visual booth at the
Dan
booth.
Yes, it did. It looked awesome and probably did beat the photos I was going to submit, which was of me puking on the beach for the Dan video shoot.
Yeah, I enjoyed your 8x10s of yourself, but just not quite Dan quality, Greg.
Okay, well, I'll
appreciate
I'll work
the effort,
on it.
Though.
Well, thank you. That's what it's all about. Go to DivesAlertNetwork.org. Make sure you're a member. If you're not, you shouldn't be diving. Simple as that. Okay. Hey, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Of course it is. Yes. Good diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.